Toxic beauty. Hard to believe something so attractive could be such a pest, but the arum lily definitely fits that bill. The arum lily is also known as the funeral flower, and it spreads like a weed. It's made its presence known in parts of the southwest. You'll also see blocks of them around Perth too in some places. Genevieve Hanron-Smith is from local group Nature Conservation Margaret River Region. They do a lot of work to try and keep this lily at bay. Hello to you, Genevieve.
Hi, Jill.
Now, tell us, what are the main problems caused by the arum lily?
Well, it's a very invasive plant and it outcompetes native vegetation. So it forms these really large, dense monocultures. So there's no native plants left there. Most of the people who've spent some time in the Capes region in winter or spring would have seen them, carpets of arum lilies under the trees. So these infestations don't provide the habitat, food and environmental conditions for the animals that are native to our area. So the insects and birds and reptiles and mammals don't any longer live in among the arum lily as they would the native vegetation.
Now, you would have been working on this for a little while, Genevieve. What have you noticed over the years in terms of their spread?
Well, it's just a steady encroachment, a steady spread. Birds spread the plant into new areas, and that's one of the things that's, you know, really unfortunate is that they can be spread into areas of really good quality vegetation by the birds. And then once they're there, they start to grow bigger and bigger infestations from their tubers. And I think it's such a widespread weed. I think people have sort of felt that there's no point in undertaking control because everywhere they look is the arum lily. So we've been working really hard to try and change that view.
And I imagine because, I mean, they are associated with the funeral flowers, so people are used to seeing them in those kind of bouquets. And they're a very pretty lily, so I imagine that makes it difficult as well.
Yeah, it doesn't actually. It's interesting because I think a lot of people think they're attractive, and they are, but I think it's pretty generally accepted how invasive they are. So people realise that if we want to protect nature in our area, what's unique and special to the Capes region, we need to control them. Most people that we approach to invite to participate in our programs will, you know, agree to participate. So it's unusual for someone to say that they're too beautiful and I don't want to get rid of them. You get the occasional person, but probably 95% of people that we talk to want to come on board.
Yeah, that's great. We're proud of our natives.
That's right. I think everybody appreciates that and how special our region is.
Genevieve Hanron-Smith from Nature Conservation Margaret River, and we're talking about the spread of the noxious weed, the arum lily or the funeral flower, and it's spread in various parts of Western Australia. This is a particular area down south if you've been around that region and noticed them. So tell us a little bit about what it takes to keep them at bay, the work that you're doing.
Well, they're a very easy plant to kill. A lot of weeds aren't easy to kill, but arum lily, using the very, very low rates of the appropriate herbicide, are very easy to kill. But they are difficult to control because you've got to, everybody's got to do their bit across the landscape so they don't just keep spreading back into properties that are already doing control. So that's the difficult bit. And the way we address that is we've got certain areas that we're targeting. We started the work after the bushfires in 2011, where we, in 2012, in that winter, we started supporting some of the landholders whose properties had been burnt to control arum lily, and we've sort of grown from there. Quite a bit of it has been directed by landholders themselves who come to us, and then we contact all their neighbours and we provide a level of control, so we'll share the cost of a spray contractor in the first couple of years to get the infestation down to a manageable level. So we've been working all through the Margaret River Valley in Kilcarnup and Burnside and in the Keevil Road area and also in Kelgardup and Redgate. And we've got about 250 landholders that we've been working with in those areas. Yeah, we just continue to grow and grow each year, so involve more and more people. And we've been lucky with the support that we've received. So both the Augusta Margaret River Shire and the City of Busselton, will come on board and do the road reserves in those areas as well. Main Roads Department has started working with us on Caves Road, and the Department of Biodiversity Conservation and Environment, where possible, with their limited resources, will do some work in the national parks adjacent to where a whole lot of private landholders are all working together. And we've had funding from the state government's NRM program and the federal government through the Southwest Catchments Council as well to enable us to support landholders to get on top of the problem.
Which is wonderful. And I imagine, I mean, not just native animals and those kind of things, but I mean, the Southwest is one of our most beautiful regions for wildflowers. I imagine it has a big impact. The arum lily has a big impact on those as well.
Yeah, it really does. And it really detracts from the diverse scenic beauty of the area. I mean, what people want to see are, you know, all the different vegetation communities we have. So there's the Karri Forest and the Jarramarri and the coastal heath and our wetland and creek line vegetation. And we don't want to see all of that just being dominated by the one plant. Mm. We want to have, yeah, that beautiful diversity of all those different plants and beautiful flowers that we have.
And do you know where they came from originally, where they are native to?
No, they're native to South Africa. And the story is that Georgiana Molloy actually picked up some arum lily on her way over to Western Australia in the 1830s with a whole lot of other plants and introduced them to her garden down in Augusta. And, yeah, they've sort of been spread around by there. They did used to be sold, but it's illegal to sell them in Western Australia now.
I've seen them along quite scrubby coastal areas, so they're tough as old boots when it comes to, you know, where they'll choose to sprout.
I know they are. It's so unfortunate. They really love a wet area, so they're particularly bad on creek lines, but we're finding that they can, yeah, as you say, invade into all sorts of areas. And it's unfortunate as well down in the Karri Forest in Buranup in the National Park that they're starting to creep throughout the National Park there. Which, yeah, would be great to get that under control before it really gets too dense and widespread.
Well, good luck with your work, Genevieve, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much, Jill.